Dermot and Dave. Conversation, crack, and the music you love. Today FM. It all happens here. Today
FM. Now, do you remember the old Moore's Almanac? It's like 258 years old. It's an Irish thing, and great news, guys. Ireland may experience a landslide, a giant wave, an earthquake, a heat wave, a drought, and a huge fall of snow in 2022.
Everyone forgets the other horrible ones and goes, yay, snow.
That's all according to Ulmer's Almanac. The 258-year-old annual magazine has published its predictions for 2022 and looks like we're in for a right treat of a year. To chat to us more about the predictions and what they got right last year in 2021, we're joined all the way from Australia by Nicole Buckler, who's the editor of Ulmer's Almanac. Hello, Nicole. I presume it's nighttime where you are, is it?
Yeah, it's nighttime. It's we've got a bit of hot rain here.
Okay. Because obviously it's nighttime. Ooh. It's also summertime in Australia.
Summertime. Down. Yeah. Yeah, but we're having a bit of an Irish spell at the moment. A lot of rain.
Okay. Mm. Well, we spoke to Elaine Kavanagh, who was the former editor of Ulmer's Almanac last year, and she made a number of predictions. And we were going through them today to kind of see which ones of them actually came true. And we found this, which is quite interesting. Maria loved this one.
She's also told us we'd have wedding bells for Taylor Swift and Paris Hilton.
Not together, but
not
individually.
Together, no, definitely. Although, you never know.
You never know. Yeah. So Paris Hilton, of course, did get married. So that was a prediction. And she wasn't even engaged at the time when Elaine Kavanagh was telling us that.
Taylor Swift didn't.
Taylor Swift, well, not that we know. Taylor Swift is notoriously private, but we don't think she did at the moment. Anyway, that's for sure.
Yeah, she also said there would be anti-vaccine protests. Mm-hmm. Which, of course, we did see. Micheál Martin's leadership struggles.
Yeah, that's definitely a thing. And then there was a prediction about Irish scientists.
She has predicted that Irish scientists are going to make international news with a COVID breakthrough. He hasn't given us anything else on that. He just says they're going to be in the news for that.
Well, Dublin-born Professor Adrian Hill, the co-director of the Oxford Martin Programme on Vaccines, is to receive an honorary knighthood, while Professor Theresa Lamb, also from Ireland, will be appointed an honorary OBE for services to science and public health.
So that is impressive.
It's all COVID-related. So, Nicole, like the hit rate might be low, but the ones that are right are very, very right.
So the way I said, well, I've been doing this. I was editor before Elaine and then editor after Elaine. I've taken it back over now. And thanks, Elaine. You did a great job. And so it's interesting to see that, like, if he doesn't get it right in that year, it'll kind of, I'll just watch it because it'll come right in the next couple of years. I always am looking out for the ones that have come to a bit late in the game.
Right, yeah.
It's very interesting to watch them. Well, like, he was the one who said there was going to be a pandemic in 2019, I think it was 2020 was the one where he said there was going to be a pandemic and there was going to be a virus doing something strange, and that's in print and that's before it all happened. So I mean, he's pretty good.
He also predicted that Mayo would win SAM in 2021. That didn't happen, obviously, and that Aston Villa would win the Premier League. That didn't happen either.
Hey, people have free will. And the future isn't set. He always says the future isn't set.
No, it's not. So let's look at some of the predictions, though, for 2022. So Dublin predicted to win the All-Ireland Gaelic football final. Yes. Is one. A lot of Dubs will be happy to hear that's coming back to Dublin. The Limerick take home the gold in hurling again, Dermot.
Fine, we'll do it again if you want.
Rafael Nadal and Naomi Osaka are in line for Australian Open victory. Obviously some vested interest there for you, Nicole.
Yeah, yes, definitely. And then also the Six Nations is predicted to be France as well. So that's a good one, I think.
I'll be honest with you, like some of the things like, you know, Paris Hilton will get married is a pretty weird one to think. But like the Six Nations, there's six teams you can pick and France are pretty strong. So yeah. I'm not really giving that one as a prediction.
I'm more interested, Nicole, in these big weather events. Tell us about those.
Okay, so the prediction is Ireland gets a landslide, a giant wave, an earthquake, a heat wave, a drought, and a huge dump of snow. Now, let's just keep that into the Irish context. Okay. So he's had predicted a earthquake for Ireland before, a couple of years ago or 3 or 4 years ago, and there was an earthquake in Ireland just offshore. And the kind of earthquakes in Ireland are kind of like where the balcony rattles for like 1 second. So let's just keep that in an Irish context. So when we're talking a landslide and a giant wave and a heat wave, like heat wave for Irish people is 24 degrees. So, and a drought is 4 days without rain. So can we just keep that in a
Irish context? Right, I got it. So we're not predicting kind of movie levels of like 2012 earthquake where the entire world just opens up and swallows cities. Yeah.
It's not deep Brazil we're talking about.
Right, gotcha.
It's Ireland.
And what about the big wave, though?
The big wave's an interesting one. And usually, and he has also said for this year, it's not actually in the press release, but this is in the book, that there's a boat, an international sinking of a boat that's interesting. So I think those two might be connected. They always end up being connected. So we'll look out for in our oceans, I think.
Right. Well, we won't put you now in the same bracket as our former guest, Gordon Rochford, who is the host of Those Conspiracy Guys Project. But he was telling us, a podcast, I should say, but he was telling us about weather manipulation and the fact that there is a planned wave attack on the southwest coast of Ireland, that Cork will go underwater.
A wave attack for what reason?
Who knows? These are conspiracy guys, so who knows?
Somebody
why?
Just doesn't like Cork people, obviously.
Yeah, they don't want Cork to win, Sam, that's for sure.
But listen, what if old Moore and him have been having coffee? Like, I don't know. Like,
poor old Davy Fitz.
That would be a good one.
The Camogie team.
I'm sick, lads. Is there a female Taoiseach on the cards within the next 3 years?
Yeah, and that's an interesting one because obviously the election isn't close, but apparently Oldmore is saying that look out for her starting those, making those alliances now and shoring up for the process. Mm. So he does also say that she will have a coalition government and it'll be very shaky all the way through. So she won't make it to the full term, like her coalition will collapse, but I think it's interesting. It's a nice change, you know, something interesting for Ireland, a female Taoiseach.
I wonder, who could it be?
Well, it was
begins with Mary and ends with Lou.
Yes. And, I mean, 3 years to go. Maybe there's a young up-and-coming politician we don't even know yet who could be our leader in 3 years.
It's going to be Nicole.
Yeah. Definitely is. Yeah, I love this one. Shopping centres will reinvent themselves as more people shop online, with more places of leisure and entertainment, with big retailers featuring a trampoline in the middle and a shop of the shop for kids. So effectively, the prediction is retail's going to die, but there'll be trampolines for the kids.
Well, actually, that's already happening. You know, like there's a lot of malls now are creating like entertainment centres. So there's a lot more restaurants, there's a lot more, you know, there's cinemas and because they've got to shopping isn't the main point of going to these big malls anymore because people aren't buying like they used to.
Yeah.
So I think it is a good idea anyway. So I think malls will tend to be more like children's play areas in the middle, places where, you know, the moms can make the coffee, that kind of thing. Yeah, I definitely think that's a good prediction.
And anti-vaccine marches and sentiment is very strong in Australia at the moment, I believe. And I like the bit about where COVID vaccine passports will become a way of life and those who don't want to get jabbed will form their own communities and start whole new towns based around their particular values.
Okay, I'm just going to just say this. I'm from Queensland. Those people are from Melbourne.
So, distance yourself from those people.
Yeah, Melbourne lefties.
Just make that clear, okay? So can I just make that clear? So let's make that distinction that Victorians are weird and the rest of us are
totally normal. Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
Can I just say that? So okay. Let's just put that in. Yes.
Well, Nicole, go on.
I was just going to say, yes, so in light of that, yes, I do think that there will be communities all around the world where they break off into a no-vax situation if it's their choice, then it's their choice.
Right.
And trouble for Harry and Meghan in there as well. People won't be happy with that.
A bit of marriage peril. Now, this is Albo's really good at the old marriage peril predictions. I know it's a bit negative, but, you know, when it's celebrities, you kind of don't really care kind of thing. But they're saying that Harry wants to return to tradition and Meghan wants to go with the full American values thing. So that'll be interesting to see them and see which way they go on that.
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on it all. Nicole Buckler, editor of Oldmore's Almanac. Thank you very much. Where can people get their hands on the actual almanac?
All good news agents.
All good
and
news
you can
agents.
Buy online.
Brilliant. Yeah. Thank you as always, Nicole. Take care.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye.
Dermot and Dave. Weekdays from 9 a.m. Today FM.